proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. If you've ever had the privilege of traveling to Israel, most likely you have visited the city of Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus. Today, Nazareth has a population of over 70,000 people, consisting mainly of Christian and Muslim Arabs. It is located in the region of the Lower Galilee and stands north of Mount Tabor and just east of the Valley of Jezreel. Yet the traveler will be welcomed at this biblical and modern city. In the center of town is the Church of the Annunciation that is built over the traditional site of the childhood home of Mary. It was at this place where it is believed that the angel Gabriel visited Mary. In Bible times, Nazareth was an obscure village. Yet, looking back 2,000 years ago, we get a glimpse of the wisdom of God. His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. The Lord uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It was in Nazareth where Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. It was here, Nazareth, where the Word was made flesh. Now, on our last program, we visited the ancient synagogue church in Nazareth, and tradition holds that this Crusader-era church is built over the synagogue that Jesus preached in. Here, Jesus read the scroll of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus then went on to say that these words were fulfilled in Himself. Yet, Jesus challenged the motives of the people of Nazareth. He said, "No prophet is except in his own country." The people were looking forward to seeing a miracle of Jesus, rather than receiving the message of Jesus. In truth, the people honored God with their lips, but their hearts were far from Him. Just as the people from the region rejected the prophets of Elijah and Elisha, even so they were rejecting Jesus. In that synagogue, amazement turned to criticism, and criticism turned to wrath. The reality of prejudice and pride was fleshed out as the people of Nazareth took Jesus out of the city to the edge of a hill. Their violent intentions came to naught, however. As the people were about to cast Jesus off the cliff, the Bible says that Jesus passed through the midst of them and went His way. Now, where we are standing is here at the traditional place of where that event took place. This is Mount Precipice, just 2 kilometers south of the city of Nazareth. This location is 1,300 feet above sea level. On this rocky cliff, we can observe the physical and spiritual struggle of Israel. To the west, we can see Mount Carmel, where Elijah fought the prophets of Baal. To the south, we can see the hill of Moreh, which is close to the place where Gideon chose his 300 soldiers to fight against Midian. In front of us, we cannot escape seeing the immense Jezreel Valley, also known as the Valley of Armageddon. This place, this region, is a vivid reminder that we are called to follow the true God of the Bible and oppose the enemies of the Lord. Unfortunately, the people of Nazareth of Jesus' day are much like people today. When presented with the true identity of Jesus as Messiah, they chose another and rejected the Son of God. The Gospel writers mention that Jesus did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Jesus left His hometown in Nazareth and journeyed to Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee. Here the Savior ministered, reaching out to the broken, the despised, the poor, and the needy. He did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. How tragic that people who knew Jesus the best rejected Him this way. Standing here outside of Nazareth at Mount Precipice should cause us to look at our own hearts to see if we harbor any pride or bitterness. What is stopping us from believing in Jesus? Have you trusted in Him? May we not refuse the truth of God presented before us. Now, as we reflect on the town of Nazareth, and here even at Mount Precipice, we look at the person of Jesus Christ. And I must ask, what about you? Have you believed, have you trusted in Jesus as your Messiah? I pray our hearts will be ready to receive Him. If you've never done that, if you never trusted Jesus as your Savior, we would be delighted to talk with you and explain further how you can know for sure that Jesus is your Savior. Indeed, Jesus is the greatest thing that came from Nazareth. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, please visit our website at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.